I heard a rumor that Ariana Grande is an excellent girlfriend.
No.
And she keeps them wanting more. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. I'm McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We are holding things down. And we got to talking about rumors because there's a big headline about Meghan Markle, who's always in the tabloids.
Yes. So her friend actually came to her defense because there were just a lot of rumors. So her friend is a part of the Shoebox Foundation. And so there was just a bunch of rumors that, you know, like that was why Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were leaving the royals, that they were going to become a part of this organization, all of this stuff. And basically her best friend was like, if journalists actually did their research and did their job, they would realize not at all. They have no involvement. Like, happy Sunday, go about your business. But these are rumors and they're not true. So basically her BFF just like coming to her defense with all of these rumors, which I thought it was great. So then it kind of brought up the question, like, what crazy rumors have you heard about yourself?
And so we were all searching deep inside ourselves. And I hear rumors literally every single day, a million rumors. The latest was maybe a day or two ago that I am engaged.
What?
Which is so...
You didn't tell us.
Which is hilarious because I don't even have a boyfriend.
You're not even seeing anyone.
For a hot sec, I was excited. I was like, oh my gosh. I like one day we'll get to hopefully have that news and be like, I'm engaged.
Right.
I don't know why it made me light up inside. But no, that is not true.
That is so interesting.
Also, I do car commercials in different parts of the country. And always, though, I get people think I'm married to the man I represent on the car commercials,
which
I am not. His wife is a lovely and amazing, but I don't know why they just assume, because I think some couples do it together. So they literally assume that, like, that is my husband.
Ever since working with you, that's like the number one comment / question I get is if you're married to the car, like the man whose car, like dealership, the car dealership that you represent. And I'm like, no.
It's so funny. And his wife is amazing.
Right.
But I'm like, nope. And we're not related in any way.
That's so funny.
McKenzie, I heard a rumor that you do adult XXX film video. No, I'm kidding. I can't even say that.
What?
And that's how rumors get started.
No way. Producer Porkchop, there's
kidding.
All kinds of rumors about you. What's the craziest thing you've heard about yourself?
So when I was younger, the big rumor was that I liked guys.
Well,
and the rumor was true, baby.
And it was true. Yeah, the
I
rumors.
Guess that was more probably speculation.
Oh, no, they were definitely rumors, but I mean, they became true.
Do you feel like that swayed you a little bit?
Or did you
know
when
what?
You heard them, were you almost like, oh my gosh, I'm caught?
No, actually, I'm going to go with Mackenzie's side more here. I think it might have swayed me.
You're like, they think this anyway. 833-563-2539. We want to know like a crazy rumor maybe you've heard about one of us on the show or that you've heard about yourself. 833-563-2539.
I mean, I've heard crazy rumors before about myself. Like, I heard a rumor we were just talking about Nick Jonas's pepperoni nipples.
If you missed that convo, we will bring it back later because I'm traumatized.
But I heard a rumor that I had mine pierced.
Your nipples, both
yes,
of them?
Yes, I had.
Is
and I was like,
thing?
Where does this even go? Oh, it's definitely
when you
a
get,
thing.
Okay, can you just get one pierced? Or like when you go in, you get two. You know like how back in the day, dudes always got
one
ear and now it makes us cringe. But like, do you just get one nip or is it always you go for both?
Oh, no, you can do either or. I know girls with both. I know girls that have one and I know girls that had two. But when I heard this about myself, I was like a junior in college. This was before I knew anyone with pierced nipples. I was like, where are people getting this? But two girls from my sorority, they got kicked out and for like doing like a little Smirnoff ice challenge, which is like so stupid. And so they decided to like do something wild and crazy and get their nipples pierced. So I guess people just assumed I was in that group, but I was not.
Liv, no offense. I can't believe you didn't see it. They were trying to get you to prove it that you didn't have them pierced.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, you didn't do it. Show us.
Chop, since you like you like mainly dudes, but you do like women as well. So what kind of surprise is that when she's when you're like, whoa, baby, like when you weren't expecting that? Is it a good surprise or do you think differently of a girl if she's got some piercings you weren't expecting?
I'm just really not a fan of piercings. So I would be like, even on guys or girls. I mean, like I had my ears pierced. So two little like earrings, that's cool and all. But like odd things pierced, I am not a fan of.
I would just feel like the silhouette would be weird. Like I have a kind of a little tighter turtleneck on, and if I wasn't wearing a bra or something, and then you could see
that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I feel like, too, it's become way more popular ever since Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner has one pierce. So, but I definitely do not. That was a rumor.
She wants to set
the
record straight.
I had to squash that out still, even today, when I go back to my college town. Like, I'll have a guy be like, wait, so like, do you? And I'm like, oh, no, I
prove
do not.
Prove it.
That is the mystery solved. They just want to see love. So watch out. All right. Coming up, we're going to do
Wait, what happened?
Oh my gosh. This 84-year-old woman did something that dreams are made of. You're going to love it. Hearing about old Marianne Wakefield. It's coming up next.